did. That's where I dug. That's it. Then I got out there and that man beat me a job, Mr. Ransom, knocking logs, chain dogs. You know, the Red Cross was getting stuff and all to help you out. Red Cross. They wouldn't give me none because I was working. Yeah, they wouldn't give me the
chain dogs.
Yeah, them chain dogs, you put logs together and knock one over here, put the other together. Chain dogs. Kneel down in there with an iron hammer. And hook the boot to them and bring them on out. Them logs. You could put a house up on the old top of them logs, string of timber. Timber. That's the only way you could get it from over there. Floated out. The water had got up. And they cut it down, and the water got it, that's come up over top. Float like sticks.
Yeah.
And they go over there and get the boot, get them chain dogs, wrap them all up together, wrap. It's about big as this house. Long as from your own foot you could get it wrapped, and then hook the boot to it, pull it on out to the heel, to the ground. And them bulldozers and wanking, he'd get it, pull it up on the heel, and put it on them trucks, them logs and things.
They would heist?
Yeah, reach down the wall with them long thing.
Heist it up?
Yeah, and put it up on them trucks. And I knocked the chain, though. Keep the sawmill from tearing up the saw.
Yeah.
That's my job, knocking the chain dog. I could knock them chain dog. With a wax, that's all you had. Actually, you hit it, knock it that away, it'll come up out there, hit the wood, knock it that away, it all, but you had to keep counting how many you knock out there.
How'd you keep that wax sharp?
No, they didn't wood. That thing was so dull, you didn't want no sharp back. So, you didn't want this, stay there to hit that. While it green, it'll come up out there. Sharp axe, you'll ruin it every time. That thing was getting that by that little. I had but that much axe that whipped it out on them chain dog. Then they bring a new one down there, them old heavy axes. Me sold it for the dock chain dog down that wall about. Yeah, down there. Yeah, sir, that's true, yeah. And that hard water was all around there. And rain come, whew, get that creek up. It'd be roaring down through there, them logs and things be coming. You stick upside that heel. You had to step outside that heel, Cap, go ahead and sweep you out.
Get the creek up, what creek?
Poison Creek. That's why I stayed right at Poison Creek. And I get out the boot and put the test from here where we are to that house. By this foot from the creek. Yeah, sir. Well, I got the boot at. See, as far as I could get in the boot. And tote the stuff up there. And put the tent upside the hill there. And put the stuff in it. And the time of rain come, that rain come, that water swell up. Be coming back to me. Coming right up by the tent like this. And coming off some hills right down up under the tent. If I float you out the beds and all out the tent when the rain come, Cap. Oh, other than it's hard. You lay it on a bed on the ground, yeah, you wake up, a rain come, you coming out through the tent, God, in the creek. Oh, that's right, yeah. And I didn't like that. Yeah, sir. No, sir. And I said, yeah. It's like hogs and cows. I just got to do something, yeah. All this stuff I've got to butt it up or do something. I don't need that much. I said, this way you got to move it. Yeah. And finally, the next water comes, that they don't throw all this stuff out here. Ben had this lot and thing a long time out here. Yeah, Ben had it a long time. And they put that stuff out here. It is the best place. They don't have that stuff. Yeah. Because this stuff will kill you moving it. And the water started to rise. It looked like it rise 4 and 5 inches at once. You look around there, it ain't no deep in that. And you look that water up this high.